Albert Ballin. Ballin was born in Hamburg in 1857 and raised in a Jewish-Danish immigrant family, as the youngest of 13 children. His father, Samuel Joseph Ballin, co-founded the emigration agency of Morris & Company in 1874. When his father died, Albert Ballin had to take over the agency at the age of 17. Morris & Company planned passages to North America via England. By 1882, the company had a market share of 17% of the passages from Hamburg to the USA. Due to this success, Hapag Shipping Company became aware of Albert Ballin. In 1886, they took over Morris & Company and Albert Ballin started working for Hapag. He became general director in 1899. Under his leadership, Hapag became one of the biggest shipping companies in the world. In 1891, Hapag started offering cruises to utilize the workload of all ships. The first destination was the Mediterranean area, later joined by the South Seas. Albert Ballin advanced the idea of using the tween decks for efficient transportation of emigrants. Ballin himself described the benefit of this innovation as follows: "I would be financially ruined within 2 weeks were it not for the tween deck passengers." Ballin attempted to exert his influence and to prevent the arms race on the eve of World War I, in vain. He saw his legacy being ruined, and on November 9, 1918, 2 days before the war ended, he died, presumably having taken his own life.